So, Felicity, I have a question for you. Why are some wine brands popular while others are not?
I've known you for long enough that I know that this is a trick question, and the answer is not because people like the taste.
Well, yes and no. So, yes, taste is important, but actually there are loads of other factors that drive popularity in wine brands.
And is one of them the size of the marketing budget?
Again, kind of correct, but not the whole reason, Felicity.
All right, what is the answer? Why do some brands become popular?
Well, if you want to know, you're going to have to tune in to a new podcast, A Question of Drinks.
Now, since I'm actually on the podcast, I think you might tell me first. But since I can see you're not going to, I'm going to talk about the podcast instead. A Question of Drinks features me, Felicity Carter, and Luli Halstead, and we explore the world of drinks through the lens of economics. We ask the big questions about why we drink, what we do, and how trends emerge and die.
So we're also going to be investigating, for example, what's the most popular cocktail in the world? And questions like, why is champagne expensive? And is it worth it?
Yeah, and we're going to ask the big questions like, why do some people sign up to wine courses that have a 75% fail rate and then they go and take the same class again and again?
I haven't signed up to that course. I don't think I want a 75% fail rate.
It's a look at the hidden side of drinks, the drivers of trends and consumer behaviour.
So tune in on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you listen to your podcasts to hear A Question of Drinks.
I can't wait to hear the answer, Lily.